This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman Mizler. Also, boom, 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 Matty Boom Boom Leach. And, you know, I want to apologize. We extended our interview with Angelique. That was purposely done because, you know what, we haven't had the time to catch up. We came on, 10 after 4, so I wanted to make sure we get a thorough interview with her and different things like that because we know Hadley likes that. He likes us to, you know, interview her. I think we got everything Hadley wanted. I'm not sure. Whatever. He surely will let us know. That being said, I had tons more to ask, tons more to go over with her, but I wanted to know who she thought and how close are J.J. McCaffrey, how close is he, McCarthy, how close is he to Cade? I mean, are they that far apart where, hey, Cade's the starter, or, hey, by razor thin, Cade's the starter? You know what I'm saying? I wanted to get into that because you always want to know.
If it was that close, I don't think Coach would have came out the way that he definitively said. Right now, Cade is number one. Cade is our guy. You know, as coming out of, spring ball or the what little practice that we could after last season. This is our guy. We talk about Bowman. He's been here for the summer cycle. So that's the one that I think I have the bigger question mark about, Jamie, because between McCarthy and Cade, again, so many M last names, McNamara, McCarthy, Cade is number one right now, but Bowman, I think he's the bigger X factor. And Angelique said, you're right. He is coming from a different system, but he's coming from a system where you throw the ball a lot. And I think that coming into a team where you have, your offensive line and your running backs are arguably the strongest part of your team or, could be the most consistent part of your team. I think it's easier going that way than trying to be a quarterback who's used to running the ball all the time or an offense that runs and then going into a kind of an air raid or a run and gun offense. So I think Bowman might be the bigger X factor, but from what Coach has said so far, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm reading into it too much, JMO. You tell me. But the fact that he just came out and said, Cade's the guy. He's number one right now. Like every other year, it's always been, I don't know, it's a close competition. If he does name someone, he says it's close, which he didn't really say that. He just said Cade's number one. We're impressed with some things that McCarthy has done so far coming up since he's been able to be here since January. But Cade McNamara is he's the number one guy. So what do you think? Am I reading into that too much? Or do you think the competition might be closer, closer to that razor thin like you were just talking about?
No, I from what I gather and what I'm hearing and different things like that, it's not as close as we think it is. As some people would want it to be, Cade is a shoulder and heads above JJ, and hey, it's JJ's first. That was his first opportunity to be in full pads with college age kids. I mean, look, I get it. This is not high school anymore, Matt. So, JJ is getting an opportunity, and he's growing from that. So, it's how he matures over the next couple of months, coming into August. Let's see where they are then. You know what I'm saying? And maybe things have changed. Maybe he's gotten used to his surroundings. Maybe he knows more about it. He's been studying more. The most important thing, I'm hoping both of them have been going to see Josh Gattis and making sure they got everything that he wants them to do. He looks into their eyes and says, this is a guy that's ready to play. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking for. That's what I want to hear. We won't hear that. But that's what I'm anticipating. Josh Gattis has got it. And this is a make or break year for Josh Gattis. Josh Gattis, you've been the offensive coordinator for 3 years. It's time. It's time. You got some. You got some wideouts that could that can set the field ablaze. Who can, you know, separate from the pack? You got some wide receivers that can catch it over the middle. You got some tight ends. They've got a, you know, that have been working hard. And it sounds like, as Angelique pointed out, and I've been hearing this, this offensive line is going to be a lot better than what most people think. Now, I, again, I agree. The offensive line was banged up, and they couldn't run the ball last year. But now they know each other. They got a new coach, and they like this coach. He's not any less harder on them from the previous coach. He just instructs them better. They understand him. They're getting it. It's getting through. The communication is getting through to them. They hear him, and they do what he asked them to do. That's what I've been told.
Yeah. You know, for a lot of reasons, we're hearing different, you know, those rumors, like the running backs or the offensive line, that they're coming together. And, you know, as we were talking, you know, you went through all of those position groups. We've got talent, whether it's enough talent, like Angelique said, maybe to overcome Ohio State, maybe not yet, but we've got enough talent at least to win those other games. And yeah, there's a lot of question marks and a lot of Michigan fans who probably, as soon as they start thinking about something, they start to feel good about it. Then they, you know, think about it a little bit more and you feel maybe not so optimistic about the team. And then, you know, you hear about that, that offensive line group is one that has been stockpiling talent and bringing in some even bigger recruits that, you know, Jamie and I know Miz has been following for a long time, but you know, some bigger recruits than we've seen in a long, long time. Kids who were, you know, close to being as game ready as you can be coming in. So there will be, you know, there's going to be microscopes all over this Michigan team this year. I mentioned Jim Harbaugh, but Angelique was also right with Josh Gattis in year three. He'll have it on him. These offensive linemen, again, that was a staple of Michigan for so long, where we would have, you know, multiple all Big Ten guys, or, you know, even Cesar Ruiz was a first round draft pick here not too long ago. They are going to have a lot of eyes on them. And if they can come together, I mean, is there, you know, we always say the game's won and lost in the trenches. If there's any position group on that offensive side that you want to come together and overperform, you can argue that the quarterback is the most influential person, but that offensive line, I would say, is probably next up there because of how much they control the game. And if you are able to run, how much that opens up the passing game and can take some of the pressure off whoever the quarterback is. Cause I agree with you, Jamie. We hear it's Cade McNamara right now, but who knows what's happened between the end of spring ball and now. I'm sure while you were playing, there were a lot of guys that you thought were going to be the starter or going to be the top of the depth chart who, hey, somebody else had maybe outworked them. Or even I think about, you know, kind of with Tate Forcier and Denard Robinson when they came in. You know, Tate was the starter the year before and all these different things. And then, you know, Denard had taken the next steps. Tate didn't that season. So Denard ended up being the guy from there on out. You know, who's going to be that guy? That is JJ going to come in and have that fire in the belly, get the taste of college ball in the spring, and then have a chance to outwork him by the time that fall camp rolls around here? Because we're only, a week away, just a few days away here. And I think the bigger X factor at quarterback is Bowman, just because of the experience that he brings, his size at the quarterback position, but just the fact that we haven't seen him at all at camp just yet. We've been able to obviously had a year with Cade, and then, you know, he had the few starts last year. JJ's been here since January and practiced spring ball with the team. Bowman hasn't taken any snaps. So, you know, he might come out and just light the practice field up on fire, and you might not have a choice but to start him. So I still think there's question marks, but again, it's good to hear that at least the guys that have been in the clubhouse, there's a leader. They seem to be behind them. And again, it seems like maybe we've thought we've had a few options because, hey, every college football team seems like they need one, two, maybe three quarterbacks to get through an entire season. So it seems like we've got a few. We're hoping that they'll be ready and up for the task.
I agree, fully agree with you. And this is going to be an interesting year. You've got coaches, a young coaching staff, but you have a hungry coaching staff. You have guys that are trying to make their mark on their coaching career. You have guys that are coordinators for the first time. So, I mean, with that all being said, it's not that they haven't been coaches, but they're in different positions. And you have an opportunity, and I think these coaches know, they're at the University of Michigan, an opportunity. These opportunities don't come along. They don't come too many times like that. So you got to take advantage of that opportunity. They kind of remind me of some old staffs that I've seen and that I've heard about. So hopefully that this staff can put it together and these players, they're inspired. Not only are they prepared and ready to go, are they inspired? Does this coaching staff inspire them to win? Do they believe in what their coaches are saying to them? Because that's a very important thing. If you believe it, you'll go through walls for anybody. If you got those young men to believe in what these coaches are talking about, they'll go through hell and high water for you.
Jamie, and we kind of not joke about it, but we say it all the time where, you know, there's these rivalry games that you can throw records out the window where talent doesn't mean as much in those games as maybe people think. I bring up our Michigan team that was not good, that almost beat a national champion Ohio State team that just ran through Alabama and I think Oregon or Florida State, whoever it was, on their route to a national championship. We've seen, I mean, we say it all the time, little brother, they don't have as much talent as us, but hey, even last year they were able to come up and smack us in the mouth. So you're right, that fight, that attitude, that is a big part. And then the other part, this coaching staff, your job is, like, if we are going to beat some of those teams, like you said, Jamie, it's critical to have a win that we're not expected to get. So maybe that Wisconsin game would be the first one up on the docket. You are going to have to come in with a great game plan to beat a Wisconsin, a Penn State, Indiana with the year that they have last year. Of course, the one at the end of the season, if you're going to win that, it's going to take that fighting mentality and a great game plan. We are going to have to, like, this coaching staff, whether it's Harbaugh, you know, kind of coaching for his life, if it's any of these young guys who are trying to stick around for, I mean, again, if there's a coaching change with the big guy up top, who knows how long the rest of the guys could be in Ann Arbor. So all of these guys, they've got to come up with a great game plan. And like you said, it's good to hear with like Aiden Hutchinson and Mike McDonald, you know, hearing about that, you know, that culture, that attitude, that fight, that working hard. So again, hopefully they might, like Angelique said, it might not just be a miracle worker and all happen this year, but I think most Michigan fans, as long as we see a lot of those steps in the right direction, we'll be able to, you know, live through next year, at least get through this upcoming season.
Yeah, that you know, I agree with that fully. I think that, I'm not telling fans that, you know, that we're going to run roughshod over the Big Ten, over our non-conference games. I'm just telling you, be ready for a different style of football, a more intense style of football. These young men sound and act as though they're ready to play. Hopefully they take it to the field. You know how I feel. You can have a player from on State Street doing all the right things, but when he gets to Main Street, what's he really doing? That's the main thing. They've got to be able to take it from State Street and take it to Main Street. That's at the stadium. That being said, we need to go to a break. But that being said, we open up the phones to you on when we come back. And question of the day: hey, did the Pistons finally get it right in your opinion? Not just mine. Not Boom Boom's. Did they get it right? And how about those Tigers? I didn't even bring it up yet. Casey Mize, he got a win. He got a win last night, miss. They didn't pull him.
I said it yesterday. They couldn't afford to do that.
They didn't have a choice. They want to keep those innings and those pitches down, but when you use, when you have a 17-14 game and you use 1,000 pitchers the day before, you don't really have a choice.
Yep.
All of that on the other side, you're listening to the M Zone.